Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking advantage of a down market, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker here this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. I don't know whether I'd call it a trend or necessarily a bear market or not, but the markets have shed some points since the beginning of April. Much of that volatility is tariff-induced. We don't know whether the downturn will continue or when it'll level and turn into positive territory or not. We've seen some rebounding, but we still don't know the long-term effects of this whole thing. I'm confident that it will hit new highs in the future. When? I don't know. But let's take advantage of the downturn if you haven't already. If you want to get a boost when the markets head trend upward, up your contributions. There's a sale going on in the stock market. You've heard me say it before, and it is time to put more money into your investment allocation. When the markets return, as they have slightly, you will see you will have much more with a much lower basis. Now, sell some of your underperforming holdings, rather, to harvest some of those tax losses. Those losses can be used to net against future gains. You may be able to reap some significant tax benefits. If you don't have enough gains to net against this year, you can use those losses in future years. It rolls over. Many investors close to retirement have significant assets under their traditional retirement accounts. Big balances mean RMDs at age 73 or 75. That could be much greater than what you're going to need to take out of those IRAs. The markets have dipped, and your IRA may be down too. It's cheaper now to convert those assets to your Roth IRA. Less to convert means a lower tax bill. Once in a Roth, it has the opportunity to grow tax-free and never be taxed again. These strategies aren't for everyone, so you want to check with your tax and your investment pro before making any strategic decisions. Take a deep breath and check your emotions at the door. Selling out and going to cash would have been and could be a bad mistake. The stock market has a history of always reaching new record highs after a dip. No one can predict when that will happen, but if you trust history, it's a lot easier to keep calm. And we've just seen it happen recently. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Well, I admit to you, I was pretty angry when I looked at that 401k of mine and said, whoa, what happened that one week? It really took a bath. But it's gradually been coming back, so.
Yeah, but think if you had run scared and, you know, a couple of days of bad markets and you get out. I mean, what do we see? We saw 2,500 points in the Dow in two trading sessions.
Yeah.
Well, look, since then, much of that has come back. Now, we haven't reached new highs and we're probably going to see more volatility, but take advantage of this time.
All right. Today is Law Day, you know.
Oh.
Encouraging all Americans to reflect on the personal rights and liberties which are enjoyed and exercised daily.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Americans are asked to focus on every legal right laid out in the fundamental documents of American democracy, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Interesting, okay. What's going on in law right now, because what I'm seeing is a lot of, what can I say, losing confidence. People, just don't seem to think that our law system, our legal system works, that everybody out there is on the take, and it depends on what you think. And if you're a judge, you're gonna do whatever your political persuasion. I don't see that. So the judges I've known have tried to be very, very.
I still have faith in the system.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah,
I do too. And you want to make fun of lawyers, that's fine. But wait till you got a problem. They can be very handy.
Exactly.
Law day. Law day. Ted, what's going on? You got any birthdays to tell me about today?
Not right now.
Okay. Later?
Yeah, we got some.
We got some good ones.
It's nobody's birthday today? Or there is. It is somebody's birthday.
I have somebody's birthday.
Yeah. Somebody's having a birthday somewhere, right?
It's May Day, also known as International Workers' Day.
May Day, a celebration of laborers and the working class that's promoted by the international labor movement on this day every year. May Day began here in Chicago almost 150 years ago by laborers who are fed up with the status quo. Amid long working hours and squalid conditions, a struggle for workers' rights that turned deadly during a mass worker standoff and strike in 1884. And 2 years later in Chicago's Haymarket Square, when more than 340,000 workers took part in national actions, which ultimately led to the 8-hour workday. International Workers Day, or May Day, has since been observed in more than 160 countries. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS on this May Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's first day of May. And some people say first day of summer. A lot of people think from traditionally it's been that. It's also International Workers' Day, and the communists have kind of jumped on this over the years, but this is for the rank and file, just the folks who grab the bronze pail and go to work. Workers' Day, International Workers' Day, and we're working today.
Working. Yes, we are.
We are slaving over hot microphones.
We were working yesterday.
Yes, and we'll
work tomorrow.
Phone In 6, celebrated on May 1st every year. It's a day set aside to appreciate the average working class citizen and give him or her a day of rest. Phone-in sick day is celebrated as casually as it sounds, but the motivations are more nuanced. People call in sick on this day to protest against longer work hours, less free time, a decreased quality of life, and to voice their displeasure from the rat race of modern living. Really? We don't phone in sick, Ted. Even when we're sick. We don't phone in sick.
I know. Got a job to do.
If you don't want to be there, don't come. There you go.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
6:17 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward.
All right, the Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals down in Tampa at Steinbrenner Field, taking on the Tampa Bay Rays. You heard the game live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Of course, we'll start out with shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. and his 20-game hitting streak. Been some drama lately. He's kind of a few games he saved it till the last at-bat in the eighth inning to get that hit.
Wow.
No such drama last night.
Here's the 2-2. Slider pulled through the right side, a base hit into right field. Bobby Witt Jr. singles in his first at-bat of the night. He's got a 21-game hitting streak. He's on at first with one out. With a 21-game hitting streak and now 999 career total bases.
Beautiful job going to the opposite field as he does so often. The breaking ball down and away just went with a pitch. And that's how you keep streaks going. Use the whole field.
Yep. Bobby is now batting 322 on the season, so you got that. But the big story last night for the Royals was a guy that is making his major league debut on the mound. Starting pitcher, left-hander, Noah Cameron. A seventh-round draft pick out of Central Arkansas. Called up to the major leagues last night, and he took a no-hitter into the seventh inning.
How about that?
Yeah, and then his bullpen helped him out and finished up with the shutout. Carlos Estevez finishing the game for his ninth save as the Royals shut out the Rays 3-0. Hey, the Royals have won 8 of their last 9, and that lets them finish the month with a winning record, 16-15, heading into the month of May.
Looks like they're getting some good pitching.
Royals had a 2-0 lead in the first inning. They've outscored their opponents this year 17-2 in the first inning. So, nice.
It's nice to get
That's
up.
Very nice.
Yeah, get up for a jump like that.
The Royals in Tampa again to finish up the series. It's a noon game today in Tampa. You can listen live over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Down on the farm, the Wichita Wind Surge also did not give up a run last night. The Wind Surge go into Frisco and beat the first place Rough Riders 7-0. The Wind Surge has won 8 of its last 10. Three pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout, and they were all singles, so not even close. First baseman for Wichita, Aaron Sabato, was on base 4 times, including his second home run of the season. And then, of course, the pitchers all did a great work. The last two guys out of the bullpen, Mike Paredes and Joel Cesar, retired the final 11 batters. Paredes this year for the Wind Surge, he has thrown 20 2/3 innings, 0 runs allowed.
Zero.
Yeah. This guy is
wow.
Yeah. Wichita
effective.
At Frisco again tonight at 6:35. Wichita finishes April with a record of 14-9, their best April in franchise history. The Wind Surge right now is only a half game out of first place in the division.
There they go.
And playing again tonight.